We're sorry to inform you your request for a second loan has been refused. And the board of directors up in the city has instructed us to take the farm from you. We understand your problems and wish that we could help you, but the falling price of wheat's not our concern, and the cost of operation may well be rising, but the fact is that you lose more than you earn. This Saturday morning there will be an auction underneath a cold gray country sky, and while the rest of the nation is still sleeping, there'll be bidding America goodbye.
Due south of the Great Lakes capital city, covering all of North America via satellite, AM and FM stations all across the country, and live and archived on the World Wide Web. This is the third and final hour of Govern America. I'm Darren Weiss. Thanks for joining us here on this 5th of November, 2011, as we are talking about H.R. 1505, a bill currently in Congress right now. And I want to get back to this piece by Chuck Baldwin. He quotes his friend, Dr. Barry. He says pointedly, FEMA is the one federal agency with the small cages to put you in if you do not behave. The TSA, Transportation Security Agency, is the one that gives you a useless body scan before you get on an airplane, bus, etc. I would add to that now they're on the highway stopping people, as we predicted here on this program, by the way, would happen. He says the Department of Homeland Security is the one adding its sensors to streetlights around America, and the promoter of E-Verify and Real ID as a cradle-to-grave biometric tracking system for every American, unquote. And it is the CBP, the Border Patrol, and the DHS, the Department of Homeland Security, is using to seize property along the U.S. northern border. According to Denny Rayberg, the sponsor... He's one that has thrown his support behind this bill. He says the reasons that the Department of Homeland Security needs to seize all this property are, number one, to stop the turf war between federal agencies. Number two, drug growers are hiding in our forests. Number three, to catch criminals hiding in our forests. And number four, to stop illegal aliens from coming in America. Chuck Baldwin says, let's first acknowledge that the federal government has absolutely no natural right or constitutional jurisdiction to claim, much less seize, land and territory outside of the District of Columbia. And in many of the western states of the U.S., for example, the vast majority of the land in any given state is now regarded as quote-unquote federal land. Ask yourself, where is the constitutional authorization for this federal land grab? When did the various state legislatures vote to give these properties to the federal government? When did the various state governors sign the state laws giving these properties to the federal government? When did the citizens of the various states vote to give these properties to the federal government? The answer is nowhere, and they didn't. How is it, then, that we have elected representatives such as Denny Rayberg, people who took an oath to preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution of the United States, who are either so ignorant of the Constitution that they took an oath to uphold, or who are so flippant and careless about that oath that they quickly trample it? All right, we got to take the break. I'll finish this up, and we'll move on to other things. This is Govern America. We'll be back.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous-based metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, and metal expansion and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate on itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphite. It also offers the tremendous benefit of being non-toxic. It is used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with the return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract! A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offerer can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept! That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
We're back. This is Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks. Earlier I mentioned that we have streetlights now that are a part of the smart network, smart this and smart that. I want to thank Mike from Maryland. I think it was him that sent this to me. Intelligent lights make up wireless network used for entertainment and safety. He just sent that to me, and I just hit the button. It is going up on our Twitter feed right now, so if you can go to twitter.com/govern America, and that story is there right now on our Twitter feed. Check it out, and there's a video there as well. WXYZ, I'm sorry to say this is going on right here in the state of Michigan, and but it's coming to a neighborhood near you, more than likely, ladies and gentlemen. Anyway, before the break, we were talking about H.R. 1505. Now, I'm sharing a piece from Chuck Baldwin, who wrote on this. And he says, citing the reasons for this federal land grab along the U.S.-Canada border, one of the reasons they homeland secure, but with the representatives, in particular Rayburg, he says he supports H.R. 1505. One of the reasons is to stop the turf war between the federal agencies. He says that Chuck Baldwin says this is a very specious argument. To say the least, no federal agency has any claim to state land. The land doesn't belong to those miscreants inside the Beltway. As a matter of fact, ladies and gentlemen, and there are certain states, and I forget which ones, but I talked about this on the program when it happened. Some of the states have actually stood up and said, you know, all this federal land ownership and control is hampering our economic development. So they began taking back some of the federal land from the federal government by eminent domain. So you want to talk about things that can happen on a state level if enough people stand up and pressure their lawmakers, their governors. Governors are largely, hate to say it, controlled and under the thumb, but if enough people pressure their governor, miracles can happen. If people don't try, nothing's going to happen, and that's the point. You know, we hear a lot of doom and gloom, and by the way, I want to say this as well. One thing that I want to do on the website, we're going to be launching, and I want you folks, if you would, please, to help me. I want to put together a section of the website where we have every state represented, and we have a state network. It would be nice to be able to break it down county by county, but we want groups, organizations, people. You don't have to be an actual incorporated organization. You can just be a group of folks together that are doing what you can, but you need some contact information so folks can get a hold of you and join your group. But what we need is we need people actively involved on a township level, on a county level, on a state level, people who are actually working to educate lawmakers, to instruct lawmakers, to instruct your city councils. Any groups that you are aware of that are doing a good job, I want you to forward them to me at radio@governamerica.com. Because what I'm going to be doing is putting up together networks where you can go in to the website, click on your state, and people can get connected to people, to like-minded folks in your area so that we can all begin to work together. We need to coordinate this thing, and I'm going to try to see if I can get other talk show hosts to work with us to do this. If you know of somebody that's already doing that, by all means, let me know. radio@governamerica.com. But we have to start coordinating these efforts. We have to have a place to tell folks to go and say, hey, you're wanting to get plugged in, you're wanting to actively make a difference, you want to work to find bills and to work to stop the bills or to promote bills, legislation that needs to be promoted. Wouldn't it be nice to be on the offensive for a change rather than always playing defense? This is what we want to do. We want the state networks, the county networks, the township networks. We want to be able to have places to tell people to go when they say, well, I don't know what to do about it. Well, we'll have a place for you to go to do something about it. This is the only way, in my opinion, to get it back, ladies and gentlemen, is being active on a local level. And it's through the local level that you can get it back on a federal level. But we have to have enough people. There's strength in numbers, and that is what it's going to take. All right, moving along here. I want to finish this up and move on to other things. There's a lot more happening. he says, on this point, he says, the idea that the federal agency turf war needs to be stopped with this legislation, he says, this is a very, very specious argument. No federal agency has any claim to state land. The land doesn't belong to those miscreants inside the Beltway. It belongs to the people of the several states. Therefore, it is the responsibility of the state governor and county sheriff to determine who is and who is not allowed access to these lands. It's nice to see, by the way, a number of sheriffs standing up today. More people are obviously educating their sheriffs, even as we had Richard Mack on. Buy his book, get it into the hands of your sheriff. That's another very important way to stop these miscreants, as Chuck Baldwin calls them. He says, all of this talk of a turf war between federal agencies is just a bunch of hooey. On this point, we must note that Representative Rayburg has introduced a Sheriff's First Amendment, H.R. 1505. If approved, this amendment would recognize county sheriff's law enforcement power over federal agencies and personnel. Of course, this is power that sheriffs already have, so we don't need this legislation. He says, for the record, I don't believe for one second that Denny Rayburg cares one whit whether county sheriffs exercise their authority over these Nazi-like federal agencies. He came up with this amendment as a way to mollify the people of Montana after he discovered that a sizable number of his constituents are rightfully mad as hell about his support for the draconian piece of legislation. After all, he's campaigning for a U.S. Senate seat. One disagreement, he says, I have with Dr. Berry's analysis is his statement, the exception to a sheriff's ultimate authority should be the FBI, which may be our only way to remove corruption among local police. He says, the way to deal with corrupt local police officials is for the governor to intervene. For the 10th Amendment, law enforcement is the exclusive jurisdiction of state government. Another claim that Rayburg says is that drug growers are hiding in our forests. In this regard, Dr. Berry's analysis is absolutely spot on. America's war on drugs is a scam. It keeps the price of drugs high by limiting supply, so drug cartels and our CIA can make money selling drugs. It hires police to catch pot growers and smokers who overflow our prisons. But wealthy drug dealers who pay off the police have a free run. The solution is not to give DHS control over our land. The solution is to stop the war on drugs. Dr. Berry is also correct when he states virtually all drugs used in America come across our southern border, and DHS has not been able to stop it. So why should we allow DHS to control non-existent drug traffic over our northern border when they can't stop the problem where it exists? He goes on to quote the next supposed reason why Rayburg is supporting H.R. 1505. To catch criminals who are hiding in our forests. Again, law enforcement is the responsibility of state and local government. If there are criminals hiding in our forests, it is the job of state law enforcement agencies to find and apprehend them. Moreover, Dr. Berry absolutely observes that to use this argument as justification to cede more authority and territory to the Department of Homeland Security, quote, shows the real intent of H.R. 1505 is to control American citizens. All right. He goes on, another supposed reason to stop illegal aliens from coming into America. He says, I cannot believe Denny Rayburg could say this with a straight face. Yeah, we have a real problem with all those illegal canoes coming across our northern border, don't we? That's so absurd, I doubt anyone reading that statement could do so without laughing out loud. For the record, I live, he says, about 75 miles south of the Canadian border, and ladies and gentlemen, I can tell you unequivocally that there is absolutely no problem with illegal aliens coming across our northern border. In fact, the western states that border Canada enjoy some of the lowest crime rates anywhere in the country. Because I'll tell you where we have a problem with illegal aliens, not that I have to, it's along our southern border. So what are the DHS and the rest of the federal government doing to protect our southern border? Well, not much. The DHS often imprisons Border Patrol agents who attempt to do their jobs. The Federal Justice Department sued the state of Arizona for its attempt to stop illegal immigration and constantly hassles and harangues Maricopa County Sheriff Joe Apeo because of his no-nonsense enforcement of Arizona immigration laws. Furthermore, the Obama administration secretly used federal police agencies to actually supply sophisticated firearms to Mexican drug cartel firearms. That is, firearms that were used to murder a U.S. Border Patrol agent, no less. Does this sound like a federal government that is truly concerned about illegal immigration to you? And now we're supposed to believe that H.R. 1505 is designed to stop illegal immigration where, for all intents and purposes, it doesn't even exist. Get real. Anyway, I'm going to leave that there. We're almost up to break time anyway, but folks, H.R. 1505... counter it. You can call your Congress critter at 202-224-3121, 202-224-3121. But I would recommend going to your state legislators and educating them about these issues and telling them to represent you in Congress. Pressure from the states, ladies and gentlemen, is where it's at. All right, when we come back, we're going to get into some border issues. As we've already touched upon the border, we'll be back here in just a moment.
Did you know that the water you're drinking may contain over 2,000 different contaminants? From hormone-disrupting and mind-altering chemicals like fluoride in pharmaceuticals to newly emerging contaminants like radiation and other hybrid chemicals that water treatment plants don't screen out of our drinking water. PureEffectFilters.com has a breakthrough filter solution to effectively reduce the widest range of such contaminants, including the radiation coming from the Fukushima disaster. In addition, the filters will also revitalize your water by releasing natural minerals and electrolytes while increasing pH and antioxidant levels. Safeguard and revitalize your drinking water today with a breakthrough PureEffect water filter system. Visit PureEffectFilters.com to learn more or contact us today at 1-888-891-4821. That's 1-888-891-4821. Call now and take one of the most important steps you'll take to a healthier future.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Be a theme today, Homeland Security watching you and watching everything you do. We're back here on Govern America. And by the way, once again, the website is www.governamerica.com. That's governamerica.com. And the phone number, if you'd like to call in, is 800-313-9443. We were having a little trouble with the phones earlier, but it looks like we're back up and running. 800-313-9443. I mentioned I had some border news. We'll get to that here in just a moment, but first let's go to Georgia and talk to Arthur. Arthur, good morning.
Good morning, sir.
What's on your mind?
Well, a couple different things. You're hitting on some key arguments there that we've been talking about around here, and, of course, we could get to Maricopa County if you wanted to, but that might be for another conversation. You were talking about spying on citizens and all of this, and am I understanding correctly, you're in Michigan?
Yes.
Okay. Then let me pull this up here. Where is it again? Here it is. I remembered back some time ago on RBN, I called in and we were talking about over in Greece with the austerity measures and stuff, and I asked the question how long before we would see it here. And we know austerity is the basically, for all intents and purposes, basically the government steps up and begins to restrict the amount of resources that can be used by the people.
Right.
And what I found interesting in one article on I'd come across it on Yahoo, was in Highland Park, they're not only shutting lights off, street lights off at night, but they've actually pulled over 1,000 lights completely out of the ground.
That's absolutely right. In fact, I even talked about that on this show here.
And
you know,
yeah,
they're repossessing.
Well, I came in like right there about halfway through the last hour, so I may have missed that.
Well, I didn't talk about it today. I had mentioned it like a week or two. It's probably a few weeks ago now. But yes, folks, she's absolutely right. They've actually repossessed the streetlights in Highland Park, which is a suburb of the Detroit area.
Over a $4 million electric bill that they can't pay, might I add. But also, Lou Rockwell, you're familiar with him from the Mises Institute?
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't have TV, so I can't see what's going on, but I'm under the understanding, and I went and did some research on this, and I was absolutely blown away, but apparently he was on Fox News with Judge Napolitano, and there's this really cool little toy now that the Houston Police Department has called the Shadowhawk MK2, which is the little UAV that they were using over in Afghanistan and Iraq.
Mm-hmm.
And Houston, Texas is among the first in the country to get these little toys with a healthy little grant from the Department of Homeland Security, I might add.
Yeah.
So, you know, how long before we start seeing these things show up all around the country at protests and... Welcome to the police state, ladies and gentlemen. I don't know how much clearer this can be for the people before they finally get it through their thick skulls, because a few months ago we had predator drones showing up on the Mexican border.
Yeah, in fact, I just seen a story on that. I might even have it in my lineup here. I don't know. I've got such a stack of stuff here. It's, you know, all of these weapons that the police are possessing and using on the people now start with the military. You know, and I remember talking it's been several years ago now, a friend of mine, when I worked back at the CBS affiliate, he was telling me that some of the people he knew that were deployed in Iraq would go down the street and point these microwave-type weapons against the people and just watch the people writhe in pain, you know, and that they were making sport out of this kind of thing. You know, and people can laugh and joke about this stuff that's being used overseas. But the bottom line is, folks, it's overseas today. It's coming to a neighborhood near you tomorrow because our police forces are increasingly being militarized in a major way. And,
you're exactly right. And we see it right here where I'm at. In fact, I had one of the women on the local police department in the next county over who, for some time, when she found out my wife and I were separated, was trying to get me to go out with her, and she couldn't understand why I wouldn't go out with her. And I said, look at you. You look like a freaking SWAT member of you look like you just stepped out of a Navy SEAL unit or something. You guys walk around, you just look around you. I mean, your cops look like freaking military personnel now. They're militarizing the police like crazy, and police departments all around the country are hiring who? Former military, former combat vets. Why? Why would they hire these people in mass amounts? Just look around, see what's going on.
And this is one of the things I'm hoping that we can do, Arthur, is by educating, but you know, through programs like this and networks like this, hopefully that we have police officers listening, and hopefully we can educate some of these folks to realize what side they're on and what they're a part of. You know, it wasn't that long ago I seen in a trade publication where the FBI is recording all internet radio now.
Yeah, you know? I just heard about that yesterday.
Yeah, we put that up on the website. You know, and so you FBI people need to understand what you're a part of. It's my desire, hopefully, to wake people up on the inside, because we need people to understand. And, you know, I wouldn't want to be a part of creating a slave state, ladies and gentlemen. We got to take a break. We'll be back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
This is an important message from HempUSA.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit HempUSA.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid three times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When I had a heart attack at 42, I was not sure what the future held. But a year later, the doctors could find nothing wrong with me and took me off all my medication. What did I do? I took a herbal mixture of garlic, cayenne, and a few other herbs mixed in liquid form. I now call this Extendovite. I would have never believed that a few simple herbs could actually change my life like they did. Now it's your turn to see what the powers of garlic and cayenne can do for you. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks. The website, once again, is www.governamerica.com. That's governamerica.com. And I hope you folks will take me seriously if you know of a group of folks who are doing the work, who are working in your area to educate lawmakers, to instruct your city council, your township council, township board of supervisors, your county officials. People, we need to be active in every level of government, every area. So I hope you'll forward me the information so that we can send other people in your area to work with you when we come across folks who are looking for something to do, who are looking to help. We need to network here, and we're on the air here. This Republic Broadcasting has got a very large reach, and we're thankful for that. So we have to use this in such a way that we can kind of try to tailor a solution, I guess. I don't want to just complain about the problem, people. I want to do something about it. I don't want to just sit here week after week with guests and news stories and documents. It's important to educate and inform, but at the same time, if that doesn't go into action, if that doesn't translate into some kind of actual doing on the ground, then all of it is pointless. We can pass information around between us from now until the cows come home. We need people on the ground instructing, informing their lawmakers, their officials that are actually making the decisions, doing what they can. Will they listen? Well, they might, or they might not. But we have to try, don't we? Because if we give up, throw up our hands, we guarantee the success of the oppressors. All right, I don't know if I still have Arthur in Georgia on the line. Arthur, are you still there?
Yes, I'm still here.
Okay, did you have anything else?
Just one thing. I don't want people to get me wrong. I got nothing against the military. I think our military is the best in the world. What I am concerned with is the military that are joining our police and sheriff's departments around the county, around the country.
Right.
Where do they stand? Are they so convinced that that this is the right way to go? Or are they like of the mindset of the group of veterans I watched over this past week march into Wall Street and declared that, and I loved it when they said, we swore an oath to defend the United States of America, the Constitution of the United States of America. This is what I'm hoping for. We need more of these men and women to step forward and say, we're American vets. We will not allow this to happen in this country.
Absolutely.
That's what we need. Guys, the fight's on. Let's make this. We got to do it. Anyway,
right.
Darren, I'm out of here. Thanks, man.
Thanks, Art. Arthur, I appreciate it. From one Art to the other Art. Let's go to Art in Philly. Art.
Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
I wanted to comment on some of the things I know about the Department of Homeland Security.
Mm-hmm.
To summarize, the Department of Homeland Security, like many of our states and governments, has been taken over by organized crime. It started from day one. Tom Ridge's power broker was Robert Asher, a convicted felon in the state of Pennsylvania, where state treasurer blew his brains out. He's also a major organized crime figure behind Netanyahu. You saw subsequently from there, we had Chernikov get in there. His wife is part of the Anti-Defamation League. The ADL, again, is tied with the Organized Crime Syndicate of Chicago. Then we have Janet Napolitano get in there. And she was put in there by none other than John McCain, and it's already been reported in WorldNet Daily. John McCain's tied with the organized crime. Again, the Chicago Syndicate through Hensley to the Brothman-Lansky guys. We also saw that they were going to put up the virtual fence, given the contract to Boeing. Well, we saw how that went. It didn't go anyplace. If you try to do business with Boeing, they forced everyone to work through Manpower and Vault Information Services, temporary service firms, which, again, are tied into the Chicago Mafia. Then we have the contracts that were awarded for the scanners that everybody gets mugged at the airport with to OSI Systems, which, was put in, the guy who did that obviously supported was Obama, who was part of the New South Left Behind program run by Chicago Vandenberg program, and which is, again, Walter Vandenberg's father, Moses Vandenberg, his right-hand man of Capone, to set up the Chicago Syndicate. So that's what we're up against. And that's why they're not doing anything at the border, because the same guys who, you've heard the book Dope Incorporated, the same guys who run Dope Incorporated want to keep those borders open, and they're the same ones who got the power in place that controls the Department of Homeland Security. So we got the fox in the hen house.
Yeah.
At the very least, when you're talking about inaction, if people know and believe what I'm saying, they can research it on the web. NoPlaceForCorruption.com has some information.
Can you say that again a little slower?
NoPlaceForCorruption.com.
Okay.
And what we can do at the very least is each time each and every one of us goes on the airport is tell them, we're not going through those scanners.
Absolutely.
Until Chernikov, we're not investing in your product or services since you're tied up with the organized crime.
No, Art, if enough people would actually stand up and do just what you just said, refuse to go through, if everyone would just say, I'm not going through these scanners, they would have no choice but to decommission them. You know?
Right.
They can't get their little TSA thugs out there to grope everybody.
Right. And if they don't do it, what's going to happen, the consequence is real obvious. Now that the mob's got their hands in controlling the airports through the DHS and through the screening, how long will it be before they get the mob basically owns the airline companies?
Well, not only that, but the scanners are going to pop up at the malls. They're going to pop up every place you go. You won't be able to go anywhere without being lit up with radiation.
Right. And how often, they don't care about the radiation. What it is it's a tool for, just like No Child Left Behind is, it's a tool for the mob to get into these businesses and basically shake them down and take them over. That's really what's going on, with the blessing of the corrupt public officials at the federal, state, and local level. All of them getting paid off. That's what's going on.
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot. I can't argue.
If people want to do something, basically do it with your wallet. Okay, do it with your actions. You know, just let them know that you're not putting up with the crap. Excuse the French, but let them know that we're not going to put up with their abuse. There's a lot of things we can do, and inform every police officer and find out. You know, some of them are going to be good guys, some are going to be bad guys, but we need to know where they stand on this.
I really believe there are a lot of police officers out there that don't approve of what's going on, and
right.
Probably a lot of them are afraid to speak out because they're worried about their jobs. And I understand that. I mean, you got to bring in a paycheck. But at some point, you do have to examine what you're a part of. And if it gets to a point where you're oppressing the population or making a paycheck, you may end up having to make a choice between the two. And I don't want to be on the wrong side of that whole, on the wrong side of history, I guess is what I'm trying to say.
Right, and it's what we're talking about is a national problem. If you go to San Diego, you see Mayor Jerry Sanders there. He's in the mob. He's going over there. Basically, he's got this DA who's also, you know, when a mafia gets into a community, they want to get the mayor, they want to get the chief of police, and they want to get the prosecutor. That way, they control the community. They've already done that in San Diego. They're taking over the city of Naples, Florida, right now. Community I'm living in, they're taking it over. And people got to stand up to it for what it is and basically hold to the fire the public officials who are getting kickbacks, who are pushing this agenda, and basically, you know, take them to task.
Absolutely.
I mean, that's what we have to do.
It requires, you know, as Roger Mundy keeps saying on this program, it requires the people to instruct. That's
right.
What it requires.
Yeah.
And it's not going to get done if people aren't involved at every level of government. And that's why this state network is very important, and I hope folks will pick me up on this, and let's get this thing done.
Right, and there's two simple things people can do in their everyday community that they see. One is if you have a waste management trash hauling company, get it out of your community. Screen out the government officials that you don't want these gangsters in there. The other one is if you have a No Child Left Behind program in your school, scream at them again, because the same people who control those programs are the same people who are controlling the Department of Homeland Security,
They're
the same exact people that are doing it to us in the airports.
It's the same exact group.
Right.
That's right.
Yeah.
Hey, Art, thank you so much for your call. I appreciate
it. You got
that.
It. Thanks.
God bless. All right, folks, in the waning moments of the broadcast, it's amazing how fast these 3 hours have went. We see from the Associated Press, U.S. scales back northern border checks. Even as we were talking about the land confiscation by the Homeland Security Department under the guise of stopping crime along the U.S.-Canada border, even as the crime really is being trumpeted up on the southern border, now they're scaling back. The Associated Press reported on October 29th, U.S. Border Patrol has quietly stopped its controversial practice of routinely searching buses, trains, and airports for illegal immigrants at transportation hubs along the northern border and in the U.S. interior, preventing agents from using what had been long an effective tool for tracking down people here illegally, the Associated Press has learned. In the meantime, we see from hstoday.us website, which is they claim it's insight and analysis for government decision makers. They say Great Lakes states soon to strike emergency management agreement with Canadian provinces. Now, ladies and gentlemen, we've told you over and over again about how the plan for the CFR back in 2005, they issued the report, Building a North American Community, the report of the Independent Task Force on the Future of North America. In that report, they called for the outer security perimeter, In other words, draw a line around Canada, Mexico, and the United States, and there's your border. They didn't come out and say that the internal borders would be ignored, but they basically said that your outer security perimeter is going to be the focus of the tri-national security effort. This is why I believe that Homeland Security is named accordingly. It's named Homeland Security because they're moving away from the nation state. Years ago, you know, it wasn't that long ago, actually, that we heard a lot about national security. National security this and that and the other. But no more. We hear a Homeland Security. The nation state is not mentioned in there anymore. And I believe the reason is because of they have made North America a region. We're talking about the regional governing system. And when you have a region, you have a cross-border layer of governance, which is administered, and it's designed to blur borders and ultimately eliminate borders. And the area within the region, the regulations and laws are harmonized and synced, and the institutions and agencies are integrated so that you can easily merge the areas along the region and ultimately eliminate the borders. Borders might exist for a while on a map, maybe for many, many years on a map, just so that the people don't become angry and understand what happened. But in all actuality, there is no border. This is what's happening today, in my opinion, and that opinion is based upon the documentation that I see. HS Today says Great Lakes states soon to strike emergency management agreement with Canadian provinces. They say, and this is dated October 31st of this year, officials in the Great Lakes region hope to finalize an emergency management agreement with Canadian provinces by the end of this year, thereby enabling first responders from each country to respond to disasters on either side of the border if requested, representatives for the Department of Homeland Security told a congressional field hearing Friday. In the coming weeks, DHS hopes to see ratification of an International Emergency Management Assistance Compact by the Canadian government, said Andrew Velasquez, administrator of Region 5 of the Federal Emergency Management Agency, or FEMA. Recently, emergency management associations from both countries, as well as federal, state, and local officials, have reviewed the language of the agreement under the Central Regional Emergency Management Advisory Committee, or CREMAC, consisting of some U.S. northern states and the Canadian provinces of Ontario and Quebec. FEMA helped establish CREMAC, once again the Central Regional Emergency Management Advisory Committee, in the mid-1990s. Velasquez told the hearing of the House Homeland Security Emergency Preparedness Committee in Detroit, Michigan, Detroit. It stands alongside three other geographic advisory councils, the Eastern Regional and the Prairie Regional and the Western Regional Emergency Management Advisory Committees. FEMA Region 5 hosted a meeting of participants in CREMAC and PREMAC on October 26, largely hammering out a consensus between U.S. and Canadian agencies, Velasquez said. Once ratified by the Canada, and that's what it says, by the Canada, typo, the CREMAC would enable first responders in the states in FEMA regions 2, 3, and 5, including Michigan, Minnesota, New York, Ohio, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin, and the Canadian provinces of Ontario and Quebec, to respond to emergency calls from either side of the border, Velasquez said. In so doing, both countries would pool the resources and manpower to deal with any terrorist attack or natural disaster in their shared area along the U.S. northern border. Now, question. How many times have we actually needed this? There's a lot of instances where we really need U.S. and Canada to work together on these terrorist attacks, right? Folks, there's to my knowledge, there's never been any need for any of this. I suppose if we needed to work together, they could coordinate that anyway, couldn't they? I mean, nations have always, border nations have always, you know, been able to, I guess, coordinate. Point is, this is all about regional integration, folks. Regional integration. You say the central regional emergency manager, and what is region? What is integration? Once again, looking up the word in the dictionary. Collins, English Dictionary for Harper Collins, 1991, 94, 98, 2000, 2003. They define integration as, number one, the act of combining or adding parts to make a unified whole. In other words, pieces coming together to form a whole. This is the definition of integration, which is the word they use, the other side uses all the time. They use it in this very document that I'm reading from, actually. All right, we're already up against the break. I'm going to finish this up. We'll have the final stretch of the program straight ahead here on Govern America. Don't go away.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Are you concerned about the quality of your drinking water? If yes, we want to introduce you to the new ProPure stainless steel water purification system. ProPure systems available in two sizes are economical, convenient, easy to use, and provide reliable water purification just about anywhere. ProPure systems come with the latest water filter technology. The ProBlack D-domed water filter elements are the result of years of research, design, and development, and are good up to 3,000 gallons each before replacement. Easy to clean, trouble-free. The ProBlack Black D water filter elements may be the best yet. Concerned about fluoride in your water? ProPure offers add-on fluoride filters. ProPure water purification systems. Easy to assemble and are backed with free technical support and a 2-year warranty. Visit us at www.propureusa.com. That's P-R-O-P-U-R-U-S-A.com. And check out our holiday special or call 1-800-544-3533 for a dealer near you. 1-800-544-3533.
When you turn and find that you're all alone, and the velvet wall at night moves in, wraps around you like a wall of stone. Just when your final prayer has flown,
love will get there.
When a mother's touch is far away, you close your eyes and you hear a voice whispering, it'll be okay. Just hold on for one more day.
Love will get there.
Love, love will get there.
right, we're in the home stretch of the program here. I don't leave that U.S.-Canadian first responder emergency management thing, this agreement, this compact. I'm going to leave this. I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll post this up on Twitter as well. For those that want to read this, I'm in the process. I'll just do this right now. It'll be there after the show on twitter.com/govern America. So you can click across and read it. I think this is very important. Also, we have information about the Border Patrol. CBP opens new operational integration center in Michigan. U.S. Customs and Border Protection formally opened its new operational integration center in Selfridge Air National Guard Base in Michigan last week. And this was earlier, actually, this was in March is when this was announced. So the integration between the two countries is going forward in a major way. All right, in the waiting moments of the program, I got a call here. I want to go to Mike in New York. Mike, good morning.
Good morning, Darren. Great show as always.
Thank you.
Darren, the consolidation of the North American Union, of course, is just falling into the agenda of the United Nations takeover of the whole planet with their globalist system created by the Rockefeller, Rothschild, banking cartel, and the fascist commie Bolsheviks, of course, and the homeland insecurity, Zieg Heil, through the goose step, and their touch-em-squeeze-em agency, TSA, all of this part of those attributes of that system. Mm-hmm. And so that is the big picture that they're trying to impose. Now, the good news, and we have to pray and encourage that in Europe the EU falls apart, because all they're doing to us is what they already did to the European countries.
That's
but it's
point.
Falling apart. And
mm-hmm.
if we keep praying and hoping and encouraging them to go back to their sovereignty with their own currency, it could be a major stab in the heart of this evil system that this banking cartel is trying to create on this planet.
It's really interesting, Mike, that they're doing things so overtly over there, but here you never hear about it. It's all being done very quietly behind the scenes so that nobody has any clue that this is going on here.
Yes, sir, Darren, but because of great shows like yourself, the people are getting the right information, and they just need to always understand this is the big picture. It's the United Nations takeover of the entire planet, and they're using our military constantly to force and subdue every country in the world that's been independent into this system.
Absolutely.
And our military should be ashamed of themselves fighting for a global corporate system. You know, IBM today, besides promoting homosexuality and transgenderism, they tell their employees they are not U.S. citizens, they're global corporate citizens.
Right, I can't argue with that. Well, listen, Michael, I appreciate the call.
God bless
you, Darren. So much. Thank you for all the callers. Folks, it's time to get active. We can make a difference. There's a lot we can do, and I hope you'll get on board with the state network, and let's work to get this thing back on a state, township, county, every level of government we need to be active on. So if you don't know of a group, form one, and then let us know contact information so we can put up on the website so we can have people, your group, to grow, and we can get this thing back. God bless you, folks. Pray for this republic. Do what you can to restore it. This country isn't dead yet as long as the people have the spirit of liberty in their hearts. Talk to you next week.
The next